Chapter 39. Nova Class Frigate, Forgehammer. Zarko's strength was at its end. He saw the Kine shield flicker once and then dissipate. Alone in the access corridor, exhausted to the point of collapse, he faced down the four black dragons who had come aboard the ship, intent on murderous vengeance. Every fractional movement was bone-gnawing agony, but Zarko still drew his sword. The edge crackled with ionic charge. He doubted he could do much with it beyond lift it. "Don't make me kill you!" The sergeant in war-ravaged black plate laughed, seeing through the weak facade. "I shall not afford you the same courtesy, Salamander," he replied, exposing the sharp fangs in his snarling mouth. "You sealed your fate when you murdered our captain."
Zarko frowned.
"Murdered? You are mistaken. No blood has been shed on this ship that you did not bring about yourselves." "Liar!" spat a warrior with bone nubs jutting from his ugly pate. Another beside him snarled, clenching and unclenching fists that ended in calcified blades. The fourth was a cold storm. He'd lost an eye, but the one that remained was like a chip of ice as it regarded the librarian, and he carried the prime helix of the apothecarian. "Who are you? What are you doing aboard this ship?" Zarko asked, stalling. Silencing the beasts in his retinue, the sergeant came forwards. "We are the Wrath," he declared in a menacing undertone. "Here to claim our vengeance." As he raised his bone blade to strike, a stentorian voice echoed from the opposite end of the corridor.
"Trouble yourself no further with him,"
said Adrax Agatone, as he moved into the light with bolter raised.
"You have much worse problems now."
The captain had returned with a small war party. Sergeants Locke, Clovius, and five other warriors, all armed. One of them stepped in front of Agatone, seeing the familiar trappings of the infiltrators aboard the Forgehammer.
"Brothers," said Zartath, disbelieving. "Who sent you?"
The sergeant's anger bled away instantly, and he took a knee. So too did the others he had brought with him.
"Don't you know us?"
asked the sergeant, seemingly confused by Zartath's attire, but more concerned that he didn't recognize them.
"I am Urgaresh. This is Skar, Harkim."
He gestured to each in turn.
"Thorast, my lord," uttered the apothecary.
Zartath sneered, confused.
"Lord? I am no one's lord."
Urgaresh rose to his feet, his eyes narrowed.
"We are your Wrath," he said, "and have searched long and far."
"To what end, warrior?"
Agatone interjected, reminding the black dragons of his presence and the bolters aimed at them.
"To find our captain,"
said Urgaresh, as all eyes fell on Zartath.
"Do you trust them?"
Agatone looked up from his vigil and met Isak's gaze.
"They boarded my ship and killed several of its crew. No, I don't trust them."
They were sitting in the darkened confines of the Forgehammer's apothecarian, the unconscious form of Exor laid down on the medislab in front of them. Vitals were steady, but the wound he had taken from the traitor's sword in Molior was grievous. Given the extent of the injuries and Exor's augmentations, Agatone considered they might have been better off with an engine seer rather than a ship's medic.
"What will you do with them?" asked Isak.
Agatone looked down again. The black dragons had been incarcerated in the brig. They went willingly, in part due to Zartath's presence, but also on account of the sheer number of bolters leveled at them.
Zartath had no knowledge of them, and had spent every moment since his brother's imprisonment watching them from an observation chamber. Agatone resolved to go and check in on him after he had finished visiting Exor.
"Why did you come with us, Medicus?"
he asked, answering Isak's question with one of his own.
"Because you allowed it."
Agatone looked up at that.
"It was more than that," he said. "And don't tell me you just wanted out of the hive."
"I won't. I experienced something in the archive, a sense of being there before, but not knowing when or how. It led me to a name."
Agatone raised an eyebrow, questioning, and Isak continued.
"It was amongst the wreckage in the archive, the uppermost level before we got in the lifter. I don't know why I was drawn to it, but I was. I think it was what your errant warrior and his companion were looking for."
"What name?"
"Draor."